Kia ora and welcome back to the show. I'm very, very lucky to have on the line with me right now, in the middle of the tour, I have Jesse from the incredible Mini Simmons on the line. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Liam. How you doing, man?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. It's been a pretty big tour so far. We've only just started.
Yeah, so tell me, how's it going so far? Have you found your feet? Do you guys get, like, rusty over this sort of thing and need practice? How does that work for you guys?
Yeah, so we've had two stops so far. We had a big weekend over Easter, stopping off in Wellington at Meow last Thursday, and then flew back to Auckland and drove down to Gizzy for a show on the Saturday.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a bit of rehearsal before the tour, and then a little bit kind of in between stops. Yeah, it's been a little while since we actually have toured, I guess. So we're just swatting up, making sure we put our best foot forward with these new tunes coming out off the new album.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned it, because for those who aren't aware, this tour is kind of for your new makeup album that's just come out. How's the reception been to the album so far?
Yeah, no, it's been real positive, eh? We've been frothing with kind of the feedback. It's been a long time in the making, actually. A few of these tunes have been kind of incubated since probably like the COVID period, eh? COVID lockdown.
Wow, yeah.
We've been kind of in writing mode and just real stoked to get it out.
Yeah, I was kind of going to ask about that, because it's been between this new album and your last one, there's quite a gap there. What was that like? Did you guys just go your separate way for a while, or did you always know you were going to make this new album and life sort of just got in the way?
Yeah, no, we started kind of writing straight after the last album we did, or our first full studio album. Yeah, a bit of life getting in the way, COVID and disruption around that. We weren't obviously getting together as much as we had been before. A few of the one of the boys, Yoni, our drummer, has had a baby in the interim, which was a little bit of life getting in the way. A few houses, one marriage, I think. Our lead singer Zach.
Oh my god, well, congratulations to everyone, must be nice. So tell me a bit about makeup. What's kind of the inspiration behind this one?
It's a good question. That the name, as you were kind of referring to, was kind of about getting back together, getting our creative juices flowing,
and yeah, right,
and getting,
right,
getting another piece of content together and getting it out. Zach and Brad are pretty cryptic with their names, so they, instead of putting makeup as one word, they put a gap between it, and it has a few different connotations.
Right, right. Deep thinking. That's the mind of an artist, isn't it?
Well, exactly. There's a lot of thought that goes into it.
So how have you, because I guess it must be kind of different when you're recording an album versus when you're actually performing it. How have you found that so far? Like, do you enjoy performing these songs?
Yeah, we love getting on stage. We've kind of been a live band through and through. And there's a couple of tracks on this album that have a heavy hitting live. Is, I don't know if you've had a good listen to through the whole album, but there's quite a mix of high energy, hard hitting kind of live tracks, and then a couple of more stripped back soft ones.
Yeah, how do you sort of balance that? Is that do you like curate your set list quite carefully, or do you kind of like go through a bit of a roller coaster on the night of shows?
It's pretty well thought out. We have a think about kind of how the energy of the different songs link up together and how that would unfold in the set. I think you guys have been playing late to the war a bit, eh, on RDU?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of one of the harder-hitting slamming tunes that we did write to play live. And then there was another one that has been getting a little bit of love, Gin No Tonic.
Also a great song, yep.
Yeah, that one we actually kind of just wrote in the studio, and it's more of a studio track.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
We put a little bit more kind of production on it, few strings and stuff that we don't really play live.
So I am a little interested. I've heard from... I unfortunately have never seen you guys play live, but from what I've heard, it can be a bit of a spectacle. And you guys playing this weekend at Wonder Bar here in Ototahi. So, as someone who's never seen you guys live, how could you even describe it to me? How would you?
I guess you'd describe it as high energy rock and roll.
Cool.
A little bit theatrical. Zach, our front man, has got a draws on inspiration from, I guess, The Doors, Jim Morrison, a bit of Mick Jagger flamboyance. And he's been going through a Lou Reed phase the last sort of 2 or 3 years. So, it's pretty high energy. Our drummer, Yoni, used to take his kit off a fair amount when he got goaded
fantastic.
By the audience.
Fantastic. Oh, oh, that's what I want to see.
I'm not sure if he's allowed to do that anymore, but we'll have to see this weekend.
Now, you are the bass player, I believe.
Yeah.
How does that work for you? Are you able to do any of those, like, kind of impressive tricks, like play the bass behind your head or play it with your teeth or something? Do you ever smash a bass?
We recently played with The Darkness when they came to New Zealand in Wellington and Auckland, and I was pretty impressed with the front man, Justin, there coming on, doing a headstand for the encore.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
And Flea from the Chili Peppers coming on, doing a handstand onto stage, so I've been working on that, right. Bringing it out at some point on this tour.
Oh, I have all faith in you. My one big question, obviously, is it's Friday, your show. I forgot there for a second. Where can people get tickets?
Tickets are from Under the Radar. So if you search Benny Simmons, either Littleton or Christchurch, we're playing Christchurch on Saturday, Littleton on Friday. Get along to Under the Radar and grab them.
Well, Jesse, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I'm so excited for the show. I can't wait to see you guys live. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No, thank you guys so much and for the support and sharing the love on the tracks.
No, honestly, it is our absolute pleasure. Have a great day.
Awesome, man. Thanks a lot.
And that was Jesse, the bass player from Mini Simmons, who are on the road at the moment, performing live their recent album, Make Up. It's a great album. And we're going to play a tune off that. Here is Late to the War. Enjoy, guys.